Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're here on Shabbos 99 talking about wagons. The Mishnah had said if there were two balconies on the same upper story, on the same side of the street, he who hands something over from one balcony to the other, cross the empty space above the public domain between them, is liable, while he who throws is not. For this was the service of the Levium when they loaded the boards of the tabernacle onto the wagons. How interesting that this is so apropos for our current times, when there has to be social distancing, when there has to be mandatory space, mandatory feet apart. How interesting that it could be that we could think about looking and interacting and seeing others from our own balconies, from our own wagons, kivayachom, in our own house. If we want to talk to people, we talk from our front step, from our front stoop, onto people onto our sidewalk, like 8 to 10 to 13 feet away, or we talk through the door, or we talk on our back porch while they're on the driveway a good distance away, or they're on the grass while we're on the porch. But we use our own balcony, our own kivayachol wagon, to talk to other people because we don't want to be liable and they don't want to be liable. We want to make sure we have the proper distance, the proper space between one another. But if you have a balcony, you can talk down to people and they could talk up to you. You could interact with them. You could still see them. It doesn't have to be that you feel so lonely. It doesn't have to be that you feel so apart from other people, but if you just take it upon yourself to acquiesce to other people's opinions and other people's way of interacting, then there's still ways to see people, still ways to interact with friends. We had friends and other people and family and whatnot who come over when we stay on the porch and they go on the driveway, or other people do it from their own balconies. I know there are other families who have corresponding balconies or have corresponding windows next to each other and they talk to it. There's still ways to reach out to people. There's still ways to see each other besides for Zoom, besides for Google Meet, in our crazy times. And just as the Gemara talks about balconies and wagons, so too in our own homes and our own lives, we can use our own balconies and wagons to still touch base with people, to still interact with people. All those minyanim around the world that they did a couple of weeks ago through their own balconies and their own porch is also a wonderful way of still being able to interact with other people as much as we can in our crazy times. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 100 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.